Thompson.
And I'm Mario Ritter Jr.
This is VOA News. I'm Christina Menenti. Hurricane Beryl is closing in on the southeastern Caribbean after strengthening into what experts call an extremely dangerous Category 4 storm. National Hurricane Center Director Michael Brennan warns those in Beryl's path to heed all warnings and evacuation orders.
We're most concerned about areas from St. Vincent and the Grenadines south to Grenada, where we could see the core of that Category 4 hurricane move through. When you get to Category 4 strength, you can see things like total roof damage, roofs lifted off of homes, exterior wall collapse, trees uprooted, significant damage, and a complete destruction of power lines and other infrastructure.
Hurricane warnings are in effect for Barbados, St. Lucia, Grenada, Tobago, and St. Vincent and the Grenadines. The National Hurricane Center in Miami warns that Beryl is forecast to bring life-threatening winds and storm surge. Marine Le Pen's far-right National Rally Party won the first round of parliamentary elections in France, according to the Interior Ministry. The second round of voting is next week. Word is correspondent Chris Dignam comments.
A week of tough political decisions now lies ahead. In the past, center-right and center-left parties have teamed up to keep the National Rally from power, but that dynamic is less certain than ever. A longtime pariah, the far-right National Rally is now closer to power than it has ever been. Le Pen has sought to clean up the image of her party. Known for racism and anti-Semitism, her efforts appear to have worked amid voter anger at Macron, the high cost of living, and growing concerns over immigration.
Reuters correspondent Chris Dignam. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says Russia dropped more than 800 glide bombs in Ukraine in the past week and appealed to Western countries to further relax targeting restrictions inside Russia. This is VOA News. Former Bolivian President Evo Morales has accused a current president, Luis Arce, of faking this week's coup. In a sharp 180 turn against his former ally-turned-rival on Sunday, Morales joined others who contend Arce himself orchestrated a self-coup to win the sympathy of Bolivians at a time when his popularity is extremely low. AP correspondent Lawrence Brooks explains the coup attempt this week.
La intención era tomar.
In an interview with the Associated Press, the embattled leader denied claims he set up the coup himself to gain political points and added that the government was investigating if the attack was organized by the country's political opposition. Images from Bolivia shocked the world on June 26 as armed troops stormed the government palace in La Paz. Arrests have already been made. In the capital, police held a presentation of a number of detained soldiers accused of staging the coup. Authorities say around 200 military officers took part. I'm Lawrence Brooks.
The U.S. Justice Department plans to propose Boeing plead guilty to criminal fraud in connection with two deadly plane crashes involving its 737 MAX jetliners. VOA's Joe Ramsey reports.
Several people who heard prosecutors detail the offer on Sunday say U.S. aircraft maker Boeing will have until the end of the week to accept or reject the offer, which includes agreeing to an independent monitor. Lawyers representing relatives of some of the 346 people who died in the 2018 and 2019 crashes say their clients are dissatisfied with the offer. During the meeting, family members expressed anger. Prosecutors did not plan to pursue additional charges and a trial. Joe Ramsey, VOA News.
Mount Fuji's summer climbing season begins with new crowd control measures, including a fee and attendance cap on the Japanese volcano's most popular hiking trail to combat over-tourism. Chetna Joshi, a climber from India, praises the idea.
I think I really like the idea because if you respect mountain, you have to limit the people, actually. The Everest, you see a lot of, you know, traffic jam. I think Japan has done the great job doing the restrictions.
An entry fee of 2,000 yen, the equivalent of $13, plus an optional donation will be charged for those taking on the Yoshida Trail, and numbers will be capped at 4,000 per day. Ukraine is expanding its military recruiting to cope with battlefield shortages more than 2 years into fighting Russia's full-scale invasion. Prisoners. If they agree to fight against Russia, prisoners can be granted parole. I'm Christina Menenti, VOA.